今天我们的经文是但以理书第四章。
Today's passage is from Daniel chapter 4.
一到三十七节。
Verses 1-37.
我请雅茹姐妹上来读今天的经文。
I ask Sister Anne to come up and read today's passage.
如果你看英文，你就跟着看。
Please just follow along in English.
但以理书第四章，尼布甲尼撒王小玉住在全地各方各国各族的人说，愿你们大享平安。我乐意将至高的神向我所行的神迹奇事宣扬出来，他的神迹何其大，他的奇事何其盛，他的国是永远的，他的权柄存到万代。我尼布甲尼撒安居在宫中，平顺在殿内。我做了一个梦，使我惧怕。我在床上的思念并脑中的意象使我惊惶，所以我降旨召巴比伦的一切哲士到我面前，叫他们把梦的讲解告诉我。于是那些术士、用法术的、加勒底人、观照的都进来，我将那梦告诉了他们，他们却不能把梦的讲解告诉我。末后那照我神的名称为伯提沙法的但以理来到我面前，他里头有圣神的灵，我将梦告诉他，术士的领袖伯提沙法，因我知道你里头有圣神的灵，什么奥秘的事都不能使你为难。现在要把我梦中所见的意象和梦的讲解告诉我。我在床上脑中的意象是这样，我看见地当中有一棵树极其高大，那树渐长而且坚固，高得顶天，从地极都能看见，叶子华美，果子甚多，可做众生的食物，田野的走兽卧在荫下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上，凡有血气的都从这树得食。我在床上脑中的意象见有一位守望的圣者从天而降，大声呼叫说，伐倒这树，砍下枝子，摇掉树叶，抛散果子，使走兽离开树下，飞鸟躲开树枝，树孽却要留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈箍住，在田野的青草中让天露滴湿，使他与地上的兽一同吃草，使他的心改变不如人心，给他一个兽心，使他经过七起，这是守望者所发的命，圣者所出的令，好叫世人知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁，获利及卑微的人执掌国权。这是我尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦。伯提沙法，你要说明这梦的讲解，因为我国中的一切哲士都不能将梦的讲解告诉我，唯独你能，因你里头有圣神的灵。于是称为伯提沙法的但以理惊讶片时，心意惊惶，王说，伯提沙撒，不要因梦和梦的讲解惊慌。伯提沙撒回答说，我主啊，愿这梦归于恨你的人，讲解归于你的敌人。你所见的树渐长而且坚固，高得顶天，从地极都能看见，叶子华美，果子甚多，可做众生的食物，田野的走兽住在其下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上。王啊，这渐长又坚固的树就是你，你的威势渐长及天，你的权柄管到地极。王既看见一位守望的圣者从天而降，说将这树砍伐毁坏，树孽却要留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈箍住，在田野的青草中让天露滴湿，使他与地上的兽一同吃草，直到经过七起。王啊，讲解就是这样，临到我主我王的事是出于至高者的命。 你必被赶出离开世人，与地上的兽同居，吃草如牛，被天路滴湿，且要经过七期。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。守望者既吩咐存留数年，等你知道诸天掌权以后，你的国必定归你。王啊，求你悦纳我的谏言，以实行公义，断绝罪过，以怜悯穷人，除掉罪孽，或者你的平安可以延长。这事都临到尼布甲尼撒王，过了12个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。他说，这到巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？这话在王口中尚未说完，有声音从天降下，说，尼布甲尼撒王有话对你说，你的国位离开你了，你必被赶出离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，且要经过七期。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。当时这话就应验在尼布甲尼撒的身上，他被赶出离开世人，吃草如牛，身被天路滴湿，头发长长好像阴毛，指甲长长如同鸟爪。日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明归附于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦住他手，或问他说，你做什么呢？那时我的聪明复归于我，为我国的荣耀威严和光耀也都归附于我，并且我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我，我又得坚立在国位上，至大的权柄加增于我。现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平，那行动骄傲的他能降为卑。
箴言书第16章18节说，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Proverbs 16:18 says, Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall.
末世节经文告诉我们，骄傲会带来败坏。
And this verse tells us that pride goes before destruction.
狂心会使到一个人跌倒。
And a haughty spirit could cause a person to fall.
这正是尼布甲尼撒王所面对的。
And this truly was what King Nebuchadnezzar faced.
那么尼布甲尼撒王是一个非常成功的一个王。
King Nebuchadnezzar was a very successful king.
他的王国非常的强盛。
His kingdom was very great.
那么他也有不少的成就。
And he had much accomplishment.
那么其中就是古代的世界七大奇观。
And among them is one of the seven wonders of the world.
就是这个Hanging Garden of Babylon, 或者这个巴比伦啊，挂在空中的一个花园。
The Hanging Garden of Babylon.
那么根据历史学家
，According to a historian,
那么这个城是尼布甲尼撒王所建的。
This Hanging Garden was built by King Nebuchadnezzar.
那么这个城它的长有大概56个英里。
And its length is approximately 56 miles.
那么厚有80尺。
The thickness is 80 feet.
高有320尺。
With a height of 320 feet.
所以这个城墙厚到能够让这个双马的战车在那边做一个 U turn.
And the walls are so thick that pair of chariots can take a U turn.
那么在城里有一个堡垒和那个庙。
And there's fortress and there's temple on the wall.
那么在庙里面 有金像的金做的那些偶像。
And in the temple there are many golden idols.
那么其实不只是古代的王有这种野心，还有这种骄傲。
It's not only the ancient kings who had such dreams and pride.
那么今天有一些国家的统治者也很爱面子。
There are many leaders in today's nations who also care about how they appear.
那么这些统治者要显示看谁的楼是世界上最高的。
And some of them compete as to who has the highest building.
那么有一阵子马来西亚的双峰塔是世界上最高的一座楼。
For a while, the building in Malaysia was the tallest.
One of the buildings, the Twin Tower of Malaysia was one of the tallest buildings in the world. 那么后来给台北的101赶上了。
And then Taipei 101 overtook it.
然后今天台北的101不是世界上最高的楼。
And today Taipei 101 is no longer the tallest building.
世界上最高的楼正在建筑当中。
The tallest building is under construction.
它是坐落在 UAE 的 Dubai.
It's in Dubai, UAE.
那么尼布甲尼撒王的成就使到他感到非常的骄傲。
And the accomplishments of King Nebuchadnezzar caused him to be proud.
那么当他的王国在最强盛的时候，
And while at the height of the kingdom's strength,
那么他做了一个梦。
He had a dream.
那么这个梦跟他第一个梦的时间相隔大概30年的时间。
And his dream is approximately 30 years after his first dream.
如果你还记得的话，尼布甲尼撒王做的第一个梦是一个大象。
If you remember that King Nebuchadnezzar's first dream was a dream of an image.
那么这次他做的一个梦是一棵大树。
But this dream was a dream of a large tree.
就像刚才我们看那段经文4:10-12.
Just as the passage I read. Chapter 4.
他说我在床上脑中的意象是这样。
He said that the dream that I had while in bed was this.
我看中当中有一棵树。
I saw a tree.
极其高大。
It was great.
那么这树健长而且坚固，高得顶天。
The tree grew large and strong and its top touched the sky.
那么从地极都能够看见。
It was visible to the ends of the earth.
叶子华美，果子甚多。
Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant.
可做众生的食物。
And on it was food for all.
那么田野的走兽伏在荫下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上。
Under it, the beasts of the field found shelter, and the birds of the air lived in its branches.
凡有血气的都从这树得吃。
From it, every creature was fed.
那么从在尼布甲尼撒王梦里面，他看到有天使从天降下。
And in his vision, he also saw an angel coming down.
然后这天使大声的对他说。
And there was a loud voice saying.
他说把这个大树砍下。
Cut down the tree.
直到这个叶子掉下来。
So that all the leaves will fall.
直到这些果子散布在地上。
And the fruit is scattered.
那么走兽和飞鸟都离开了。
All the animals flee from it and the birds from its branches.
只留下这个树墩。
Leaving only the stump.
那么这个树墩将与地上的兽一同吃草。
And this stump will eat the grass as the beasts of the field.
直到他的心被改变。
Until his heart is changed.
步入人心，好像一个兽心，言其气个气其。
And he no longer have a heart of man, but he will have a heart of beast for 7 times.
那么当尼布甲尼撒王做第一个梦的时候，
When King Nebuchadnezzar had his first dream,
他的心里面感到非常的烦乱。
His heart was troubled.
但是当他做第二个梦的时候，
But after his second dream,
那么他的心里感到非常的害怕。
His heart was terrified.
那么除了这个梦里面，他看到这个被砍下来的大树。
Besides his dream where he saw the tree being cut down.
他看到这个树墩。
He saw the tree stump.
同时他也听到天上有发出的命令。
And he heard the command from heaven.
那么圣子所出的命令好叫世人知道至高者在人的国中掌权。
The Holy One declares the verdict so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men.
他说要将给将国赐给谁就赐给谁。
and give them to anyone he wishes.
或立即卑靡的人执掌国权。
And set over them the lowliest of men.
妈好像三十年前做那个梦，他不明白这个梦的含义。
And so 30 years ago when he had his dream and didn't understand its meaning.
那么于是王就吩咐人把所有的术士，把所有行法术的加勒底人都招来。
And so the king called all his wise men and diviners to come.
然后把这个梦告诉他们。
And he told them his dream.
啊，不像三十年前所做那个梦。
It's not like the same as 30 years ago when he had his dream.
王把这个梦告诉他们。
The king did tell them the dream.
因为三十年前做那个梦，王没有把梦告诉那些人。
Because 30 years prior, when he did not tell his people the dream.
所以看起来这次王比较讲理。
So it seems like the king is more reasonable this time.
但是这些人都没有办法讲解梦的含义。
But even then, these wise men cannot interpret the dream.
那么虽然这些人不能够讲解这个梦的含义。
Even though these people cannot interpret the dream.
但是王却没有生气。
The king was not angered by it.
而把他们解决掉。
And to kill them all.
可能王的年纪已经蛮大了。
Perhaps he was older.
啊，对事情比较看得开。
And he could understand things more.
啊，我们都知道年老了啊，看事情也对，比较看得开，是不是
？And know that as you grow older, that you are able to accept things more.
所以最后，这王必须把但以理招来。
So finally, the king had called Daniel.
所以，因为王相信但以理能够解开这个梦。
Because the king believed that Daniel could interpret his dream.
因为圣经讲。神的灵与但以理同在。
Because the Bible says that God's spirit was with Daniel.
所以当王把这个梦告诉但以理之后。
And after the king told Daniel his dream.
那么但以理听了之后，他心里面就感到非常的惊讶。
And Daniel heard this and he was very surprised.
因为连王都看到他的表情。
Even the king saw his expression.
那么但以理的心里感到非常的不安。
And Daniel's heart was very troubled.
因为他知道有一些事情将要发生在王的身上。
Because he knows that some things will happen to the king.
他对王说。
And he told the king.
他说我的主啊，愿这个梦归于恨恶你的人。
My lord, if only the dream applied to your enemies.
我讲解归于你的敌人。
And its meaning to your adversaries.
可见但以理非常的关心尼布甲尼撒王。
So we see that Daniel was very concerned about King Nebuchadnezzar.
那么可能但以理跟王的关系是非常好的。
Perhaps Daniel and the king have very good relationship.
那么三十年前那个梦。
And 30 years before when he had the dream.
但以理告诉王说那个金座的头是你。
And Daniel interpreted that the golden head was you.
他说现在那个梦这个大树是你。
But now the dream, the tree is you.
那么树在圣经里面是代表这个政治权力。
And oftentimes in the Bible, trees represent political power.
比如说君王、国家或者帝国或者王国。
Kings, kingdoms, empires.
那么在神的掌权之下，尼布甲尼撒王国成为一个强盛的王国。
And under God's sovereignty, then that Babylon became a strong nation.
并且使到以下的国家和人民都能够享受这个福气。
And thus causing surrounding countries all being able to enjoy this privilege.
然后这些看起来都是很好的事情。
We look at this and they're all good.
但是问题是在尼布甲尼撒本身。
But the problem is based in King Nebuchadnezzar himself.
因为尼布甲尼撒王把所有的成就都归于自己。
Because King Nebuchadnezzar took credit for all his accomplishments.
那么使到他感觉到非常的骄傲。
So he was very proud.
我们也很容易因着我们的成就而感觉到很骄傲。
It's easy for us to be proud due to our own accomplishments.
那么王知道在第一个梦，知道神是地上所有政治政权掌权者啊，这个地上神是地上所有政权的掌权者。
From his first dream, King Nebuchadnezzar realized that God was in control of all the powers of the world.
他也明白这些政权不是稳固的。
He also understands that even the political power is not secure.
那么根据王所做这个梦
，according to his dream，
他的国有一天将会结束。
There is an end to his kingdom one day.
然后由另外一个帝国来统治。
And another power shall rise and be in control.
那么这么多年来，这个尼布加尼撒王也看到神的所作所为。
And in so many years, King Nebuchadnezzar also saw God's working.
他也从这个但以理的口中知道这位神是万神之神。
And from Daniel's mouth, he also realized that this is the God of all gods.
那么除此之外，这位王也看到但以理为三位朋友被丢在火窑里面，没有被烧死。
Besides this, he also saw Daniel's three friends being thrown into the blazing furnace and were not burned.
那么看起来这些过去的事情没有影响到这位王的生命。
But we see it appears that all these things had no impact on the king's life.
那么可能他的口头承认这位神是万神之神。
Perhaps he acknowledged with his mouth that this was the king of the God of all gods.
但是他心里面没有相信。
But he did not believe it with his heart.
有时候我们口头上称这位神是万神之神。
Sometimes we could acknowledge with our mouth that this God is the God of all gods.
但是我们心里却没有相信。
But we do not believe it with our hearts.
尼布加尼撒王的心没有被改变。
King Nebuchadnezzar, his heart was not changed.
他的心仍然是一个骄傲的心。
He has still had a prideful heart.
然后梦里这个树是代表尼布加尼撒王。
And the tree in the dream represents King Nebuchadnezzar.
啊，被砍下来的树是代表王已经失去了他的王位，而且带来的羞耻。
And being chopped down is the king has lost his throne and all the shame that came along with it.
那么圣经也告诉我们，王将会好像一只野兽一样。
And the Bible also tells us that the king will be as the beast of the field.
然后居住在田野，跟其他的兽一起吃草。
Living in the field, eating grass among the beasts.
维持七年的时间。
For seven times.
那么是那个树被砍下来之后留下了那个树墩。
Yes, the tree was chopped down, but the stump was there.
然后用这个铁签和铜签鼓住。
And you, it was bound with iron and bronze.
那么换句话说，神就好像这个铁签、铜签一样，保护这个树墩。
So God would be like iron and bronze that would protect this tree stump.
那么直到七年的时间满了。
Until 7 years had passed.
也直到尼布加尼撒王的心谦卑下来，承认神是掌权者。
Until King Nebuchadnezzar's heart was humbled and he acknowledged God as being the one in control.
神要尼布加尼撒王学习。
God wants King Nebuchadnezzar to learn.
也要我们学习。
He wants us to learn as well.
只有一位掌权者。
There's only one who is in charge.
一切所发生的事情都在这位掌权者的掌权之下。
All that happens is under the control of He who is sovereign.
包括尼布加尼撒王的成就。
Including King Nebuchadnezzar's accomplishment.
也包括我们的成就。
It also includes our accomplishment.
很容易的，我们会把一切的荣耀归在我们的身上。
It's very easy for us to take all the glory for ourselves.
而夺去了神的荣耀。
And to steal God's glory.
我们在墙上挂着这个旗帜。
We have a banner on the wall.
不是我，乃是基督。
Not about me, it's about Christ.
目的就是要提醒我们，应当把所有的荣耀归给神。
The purpose is as a reminder that we need to give all the glory to God.
因为我们只不过是被造的。
Because we're merely those who are created.
神是那位创造天地万物的主宰。
God is the God who created heaven and earth.
所有的荣耀都应当归于他。
All the glory belongs to him.
所以但以理把这个梦讲解给王知道。
So Daniel interpreted this dream to the king.
然后劝勉他离弃这个罪恶。
And he advised the king to abandon his evil ways.
然后谦卑在神的面前。
And humble himself before God.
所以当但以理讲这句话的时候不简单了。
So when it was not easy for Daniel to say this.
那么万一王生气的时候怎么办？
What if the king became angry?
但是无论如何，但以理还是把话讲出来。
But no matter what, Daniel still spoke these words.
那么但以理是国家里面这个王国里面一个高官。
Daniel was a very high official in the kingdom.
他了解国家里面的情况。
He understands things in the nation.
他知道穷人没有得到公平的对待。
He understood that the poor were not treated justly.
尼布甲尼撒王也没有用怜悯的心来对待这些人。
And King Nebuchadnezzar did not treat them with heart of compassion.
王所做的却是一种罪过。
What the king did was sinful.
所以但以理劝勉王要悔改。
So Daniel exhorted the king to change.
所以他希望王改变他的心。
So he wished that the king would change his heart.
承认自己的罪。
To confess his sin.
相信这位真神。
To believe this true God.
我想尼布甲尼撒王知道但以理的神是一位真神。
I think that King Nebuchadnezzar realized that Daniel's God was a true God.
但是他却没有做任何的行动去相信这位真神。
But he took no actions to believe in this God.
他没有好好的去把握这个机会。
He did not take his opportunity.
虽然但以理把这个梦讲解给王知道。
Even though Daniel interpreted this dream to the king.
那么王也明白了这个含义。
And the king understood the meaning.
但是他的心却没有改变。
But his heart did not change.
如果你看四章二十九节三十节的话。
If you look at chapter 4, verses 29 and 30,
过了十二个月的时间,
there was 12 months that elapsed.
他游行在巴比伦王宫里。
The king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of
Babylon. 他说这大巴比伦王国不是我用我大能大力建为京都，叫显示我的威严荣耀吗？
He said, it's not this great Babylon I have built as a royal residence.By my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty.
所以王讲这句话的时候，显示他心中那种骄傲。
And as the king spoke, you see his pride.
也显示他没有听但以理的劝勉。
It also displayed that he did not heed Daniel's warning.
我们可能会好像尼布甲尼撒王一样。
Sometimes we could be just like King Nebuchadnezzar.
那么对自己的成就感觉到非常的骄傲。
We're proud of our own accomplishments.
我想到尼布甲尼撒王的时候
And we think about King Nebuchadnezzar.
我就想到马来西亚的一位首相
I think about one of the prime ministers of Malaysia.
非常的爱面子
He really cared about how people viewed him.
他也要人知道他非常的了不起
He wanted people to know that he was great.
样样都要大，样样都要最高的
Everything had to be big and tall.
所以有一阵子马来最世界上最高的楼是在马来西亚。
And that's why for a while the tallest building was in Malaysia.
所以当但以理劝告王之后
So after Daniel exhorted the king,
神却没有立刻管教王的态度。
God did not immediately discipline King Nebuchadnezzar's attitude.
神给了十二个月的时间给王悔改。
God gave the king 12 months to change.
但是尼布甲尼撒王却没有做任何的行动。
But the king did not make any change.
正当他感觉到非常骄傲的时候
Just in the peak of his pride.
那么灾祸就临到他的身上。
Disaster befell him.
他的话还没有讲完的时候那么天上就有声音告诉他。
Before he even finished his words, there was a voice from heaven.
他说尼布甲尼撒王有话对你说。
This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar.
他说你的国位离开了你。
Your royal authority has been taken from you.
你必被赶出离开世人。
You will be driven away from people.
与野地的兽同居。
And will live with the wild animals.
吃草如牛维持七年的时间。
You will eat grass like cattle seven times you will pass.
等到你承认那位至高者是掌权者。
It will pass for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdom.
所以骄傲的心是神不喜悦的。
So God hates a prideful heart.
那彼得前书第五章第五节、第六节教导我们如何要彼此顺服。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, it teaches us how to be submit to one another.
也要彼此谦卑束腰。
How we should be humble towards one another.
因为圣经讲，神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩给那些谦卑的人。
Because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
神抵挡那些骄傲的人。
God opposes the proud.
就好像他抵挡尼布甲尼撒王一样。
Just as he opposed King Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布甲尼撒王是一个住在王宫里面的一个人。
King Nebuchadnezzar was a man who lived in the royal palace.
高高在上。
It was great and high.
但是却被降卑到一个住在田野离开世人的一个地方。
But it was brought so low as to live in a field away from people.
神需要用这种方法来使到尼布甲尼撒王成为一个谦卑的人。
God used this event so that King Nebuchadnezzar would become a humble man.
承认那位至高者是掌权者。
And to acknowledge that the Most High is the one who is in charge of all things.
那么同样的，神也经常利用苦难、灾祸或者疾病。来使到我们谦卑在他的面前。
Likewise, often God uses crisis, problems, or even diseases to cause us to humble ourselves before Him.
我见过一些不冷不热的基督徒。
I have seen many lukewarm Christians.
那么当他们经过这个苦难、这个灾祸的时候
，When they go through hardship or crisis,
那么最后愿意谦卑在神的面前来跟随神。
They're willing at the end to humble themselves to follow God.
我也曾经见过一些不肯相信耶稣的人。
And I've also seen many who did not want to believe in God.
那么当灾祸、当这些苦难临到他们身上的时候
，When these problems came to them,
他们谦卑在神的面前，接受耶稣成为他们个人的救主。
They humble themselves before God and receive Jesus as their Savior.
那么盼望神不用。不需要用这些灾祸苦难来管教我们。
We hope that God do not need to use all of these troubles to change us.
但是有必要的时候，神必会管教我们。
But if there's a need, God will use these to discipline us.
那么七年的时间已经过去了。
Seven years passed.
尼布甲尼撒王所经历的终于结束了。
The King Nebuchadnezzar's experience finally ended.
那么他再次成为一个正常的人。
And his sanity returned to him.
那么在这七年的时间当中，尼布甲尼撒王学习了怎样谦卑。
And in the 7 years, King Nebuchadnezzar learned how to humble himself.
那么以前他是一个自高自大的人。
In the past, he was very proud and full of himself.
好像整个世界只有他是一个很了不起的人。
And so he was the only great person in the world.
你是否见过这样的人？
Have you ever seen such a person?
所以神把这个灾祸临到王的身上。
So God caused all these troubles and disasters fall on the king.
那么使到他成为一个谦卑的人。
Causing him to become a humble person.
不再认为自己是一个很了不起的人。
No longer thinking of himself as great.
一个谦卑的心是经过那些磨练才成为一个谦卑的人。
A humble heart is a heart that has gone through refinement.
摩西在旷野里面被神磨练成为一个谦卑的人。
Moses was changed in 40 years in the desert.
所以尼布甲尼撒王在但以理书四章三十五节这么说。
So, King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4 verse 35 says,
他说世上所有的居民都算为无有。
All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing.
尼布甲尼撒王开始承认所有的人包括他自己算不了什么。
King Nebuchadnezzar finally came to the conclusion that all the people of the earth, including himself, is nothing.
只有但以理的神可以值得是称颂的。
Only Daniel's God is worthy of praise.
那么最后，王承认这位神是掌权者。
So finally, the king acknowledged that God was the one who was in charge.
什么一切的事情都在神的掌权之下。
All things were under the control of God.
那么很多时候我们会好像尼布甲尼撒王一样。
And sometimes we're like King Nebuchadnezzar.
我们认识这位神，我们也经历到神的恩典。
We know about this God and we have experienced God's grace.
但是心中却没有承认这位神是万主之主。
But in our hearts, we have not acknowledged that God is the God of all God.
那么在我们的生命当中
And in our life,
我们所做的是否以我们自己为主？
Do we make our decisions based on ourselves.
没有让神来在我们的生命里面居首位。
Not allowing God to have the preeminence in our life.
我们是否有一个骄傲的心？
Do we have a prideful heart?
没有把神放在我们的心中。
And not put God in our hearts.
那么尼布甲尼撒王所经历的是值得我们去思想的。
What King Nebuchadnezzar has experienced is worthy of our reflection.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，神抵挡那些骄傲的人。
Because the Bible tells us that God opposes the proud.
神施恩给那些谦卑的人。
But gives grace to the humble.
让我们重新低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
求主帮助我们能够向尼布甲尼撒王学习。
Please help us to learn from King Nebuchadnezzar.
让他所经历到成为我们学习的榜样。
We ask that what he experienced be a lesson for us.
因为我们知道神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because we know that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
求主帮助我们谦卑在你的面前。
Please help us to humble ourselves before you.
让我们好像主耶稣基督谦卑在神的面前。
Just as Jesus Christ humbled himself before God.
死在十字架上。
To die on the cross.
拯救我们。
To save us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.